Inside Douglas County, part two today, checking in on the fifth annual Barks and Recreation event with Saving Grace Humane Society. And Sim DeVers, working on the event, on the phone with us. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you so much for having me. We're so excited for the event this Saturday.
So, fifth annual, so you've been doing it for a while. Kind of paint a picture of what things are going to look like at Stewart Park when people come out on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. This year we have quite a few more vendors than we've had before. We've got two amazing food trucks, which is going to be so awesome to have. We have some of the same stuff we've had previous years. We have our raffle booth, which will help us bring in some donations for all those little furry shelter pets. We've got our beer and wine garden, thanks to Nossman Family Winery and Touche Brewing. We've got microchip and vaccine tents, so people can make sure that their pets are protected and that they can find their way home if they ever get lost. And then we've got a couple other really cool things. We've got our pet portrait booth where some of our staff members can sketch a little quick, cute picture of your pet. We have our contest, alumni parade. Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
And talk about why you feel like it's important for Saving Grace to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. This is our big community event of the year. It really allows us to get out into the community, bring everybody in who's a pet lover, and raise some vital funds for the shelter. It also allows us to let people know about our different programs and services that we offer, as well as, you know, promoting volunteering and fostering, which we really need that community support. So.
And I know that fostering has really become a big deal with the animal population being what it is.
Absolutely. We have a lot of big dogs here at the shelter waiting for homes. And then right now we also are in kitten season. So we have a ton of moms with babies and bottle babies, and it really helps us to get them to grow up outside of the shelter. We rely on the foster homes to kind of give us some more space at the shelter. And help those babies grow up nice and strong.
If somebody's ever thought about fostering, kind of explain how that works.
Absolutely. We just have you sign up on our website. We provide all of the supplies, the food, the vaccinations, resources, and you just give them a nice cozy place to chill out and have a break from the shelter while they're waiting for adoption.
So right now, any idea how many dogs and cats you have there?
Yeah, right now we have about 35-ish to 40 dogs in the building, and then we have about 60-ish cats right now in foster right now. We do have over 100 mamas and babies, and that will continue growing throughout kitten season, so we can definitely use the help.
Wow, it's definitely a big number. Explain how Saving Grace works financially.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are the county's only shelter, and so we provide all the services for the county here. We do have a county contract with Douglas County, but that's about 9% of our yearly budget, and so we really rely on the community and, you know, events like Barks and Recreation and Pause for a Cause on August 28th to raise the money that we need to function.
And with that many animals, I mean, just the cost of food alone, oh my gosh.
Yeah, absolutely. We can always use, you know, monetary donations are very helpful, but we can also use in-kind donations of pet food, kitten supplies. We have Amazon wish lists posted on our website, and then we also have some other wish lists that we post on our Facebook accounts occasionally, but all of that kind of stuff really helps us and helps the pets.
Now for Barks and Recreation, I know you have the alumni walk at noon. Talk about that.
Yeah, so anyone who has adopted a dog previously from us, we would love to see you guys out. It's free to join the alumni parade. We have alumni bandanas while supplies last. So you just come to the contest booth right next to the half shell and sign up. And then we also have our contest starting directly after that. Those are only $10 to enter, but we have best trick, best hair. My favorite is the owner dog lookalike contest. And then we have peanut butter eating contests for small and for big dogs.
the owner lookalike contest. Explain that one.
Yeah, so people have gotten creative in the past. It's really fun to see. So whether you look like your pet or you just want to dress up to look like your pet, it's kind of open for interpretation. But it's really fun to see what people come up with. And when they look exactly like their pet, it's very cute.
And for the things that are going on, you mentioned the microchip and vaccine clinic happening. Talk about why that's so important.
Yeah, so it's super important to, you know, keep your pets protected from the various diseases or things that could happen here. And then microchips are the main way for people to be able to get their pets back home safely. You know, we always recommend a collar and a shelter tag or identification tag, but microchip is the next best thing.
And I know, you hear stories occasionally, usually involving dogs, sometimes it's cats, but about animals that maybe somebody's on a trip and they don't get back in at the right time, and it's discovered later that the folks took off without them accidentally, and sometimes these dogs end up way, way far away.
Yeah, absolutely. The microchip helps with that. It has all of your information uploaded. And so if they come in lost to the shelter, we scan them and then we can call you right away.
And on the flip side, though, sometimes in town, your animal that is missing to you may be a block or two away and you just don't know it. And without a microchip or without tags, for instance, people may not realize where it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we're so thrilled to have this microchip and vaccine tent at Barks and Rec this weekend. Microchips are only $20, and then the vaccines are only $15 each. So it's a really affordable way to keep your pets protected and make sure that they don't get lost.
So what motivated you to get involved working at Saving Grace?
Yeah, absolutely. I started in 2020 during the Archie Creek fires. They put a call out for volunteers. And so I went in to help walk dogs and knew how much they needed it. And I brought my resume with me and said, I would love to work here. So I started working with the dogs and now I'm helping do event stuff.
Wow, it's amazing. You know, one of the former staff, their first day was actually on the Archie Creek fire day. And so you walk in the door and suddenly all these people need places for animals to go. And you guys were it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible. And like I said before, we really rely on the community support, especially with events like Parks and Recreation. And then, like I said, our Pause for a Cause later in the year. We rely on our community just as they rely on us. And so it's really important that people come out, show up their support, and really have a great time.
Well, it is a one-day event, so if somebody's been thinking about coming out this weekend, it is just, in fact, it is a four-hour event, so you really cram a lot in a short amount of time.
We do. We have a lot of fun activities for the whole family, including dogs. We welcome all friendly on-leash dogs out to the event. And then we have a ton of amazing vendors who have various things. We have some nonprofits like Wildlife Safari coming out with their education booth. We have Pet Pros who has their wolf whips for your dogs. And then we have Brittany's Pet Photography out where people can get their pet photo taken, and that's really cool to see their year after year photos of, you know, families growing together and pets and people and alike. It's really cool.
All right, Sim Demers is the development and communications manager at Saving Grace Parks, Barks and Recreation, happening this Saturday. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you so much. I would just want to thank our very top sponsor, First Community Credit Union, and all of our amazing sponsors for helping put this event on. Thank you so much.
All right. Happening Saturday in Stewart Park, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.